主内弟兄姐妹
and brothers and sisters in Christ,
亲爱的慕道朋友
and the people who seek the Lord,
新年快乐
and Happy New Year to you.
也谢谢张弟兄的带领
and we thank Brother Zhang's leading.
在预备今天讲道信息之前
and before I prepare for the sermon for today,
求问过神好几次。
I asked the Lord a few times.
神要我讲什么
？And what God do you want me to do to say?
几次都有这个“新”这个字出现。
And a few times the word "new" came to me.
因为是新年里的第一个主日。
And because this is the New Year, the first service in the New Year.
有一件事情我不知道大家知不知道，每年一月一号
，And I don't know whether you notice that on the first day of the new year，
在电视的新闻里
，In the TV news，
其中有一个消息
，And one of the news item is，
一定会报道的
，It usually will be broadcast，
就是一月一号
，And the first day of the new year， January the first。
第一位出生的婴孩
，and the firstborn baby。
那么这个新闻记者会来采访这个婴孩的父母
，and the news reporter will come and interview these people。
你们有没有留意到这个消息
？And have you noticed such news items?
You say?
And anyone notice?
哦，很好
，good。
那么有谁知道今年第一位出生第一位的婴孩的名字是什么
？And anyone knows the name of the baby who was born, and the first one who was born in the new year?
他的名字叫 Gus.
His name is Gus.
就是跟我们龙汉长老的英文名一样。
And、same name, as our elder, Augustine Chong.
可能大家都不注意这个孩子的出生。
Perhaps we don't pay attention to this newborn baby in the new year.
因为我们想是别人家的孩子。
Because we think that this is a baby belongs to someone else.
今天在这里我们有六位弟兄姐妹结志。
And today we have six brothers and sisters who profess the faith.
他们要接受洗礼。
And they want to receive baptism.
跟从主耶稣。
And to follow Jesus.
这六位弟兄姐妹是我们教会2020年的出生的婴孩。
And these six brothers and sisters are the newborn babies of this church for the year 2020.
愿神祝福你们。
And may God bless you all.
因为你们也是神家里的孩子。
And because you are also the children of God's household.
神看重 这件事
，and God is seriously looking at this matter.
因为有人得救
，because someone has been saved.
神欢喜快乐
，and God is very pleased.
2019年的旧事已过去了
，and the old things with 2019 has passed.
能够跨过2019年。这完全是神的恩典。
And we stepping into 2020, this is by the grace of God.
现在又进入了2020年。
And we are now in 2020.
新的恩典，神照样会赐给我们。
And God is going to give us more grace in this new year.
其实神的恩典每一天都是新的，是不是？
Well, in fact, all the grace that come from God is renewed daily.
去年看到有些弟兄姐妹身体上软弱
，And last year we've seen some brothers and sisters who were weak in their bodies，
灵里软弱跌倒
，And some backslid in spirit，
但借着其他肢体们在基督里的祷告守望
，And by the watch we kept and prayers from the brothers and sisters,
再次看到他们得到医治
，and we saw that these people were healed.
软弱的 得到刚强。
The weak ones were strengthened.
这不是人所能做到的。
And this is not something done by man.
我们人只能够以信心来求告神。
As people, as men, we can only pray to God by faith.
所以弟兄姐妹的彼此代祷、彼此代求是非常的重要。
And therefore, our intercession, our prayers of the brothers and sisters are very important.
主耶稣也曾经对彼得说过。
And Jesus spoke to Peter.
他说：“我已经为你祈求了。”
And he said, "I have already prayed for you."
叫你不至于跌倒，失去了信心。
So that you may not fall and lose your faith.
你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
When you turn back, go and strengthen your brothers.
所以我们要在主里面彼此代求。
Therefore, we must intercess for each other in the Lord.
今天我们要从旧约先知以西结书里面来学习神的话。
And today we are going to meditate on the words from the book of Ezekiel.
神要借着他的先知来警告神的百姓以色列民。
Through his prophets, and the God had warned the people of Israel.
因为他们是神在地上万国中所拣选出来的民族。
And because Israel, the Israelites were chosen among the nations in the world.
本来要借着他们将神的福、神的救恩、神的公义、神的圣洁彰显出来。
They were meant to manifest God's blessing, God's salvation, and God's holiness, and God's righteousness.
但是他们却没有荣耀神的名。
But they did not manifest the name, the great name of God.
反而使神的名在万国中被亵渎。
And they profaned the name of God amongst the nations.
但是将来神要再次复兴他们。
And but God wants to revive them.
怎样复兴呢？
And how does he revive them?
请大家打开以西结书的三十六章。
And let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书三十六章。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
我们快快的从二十二节读到三十八节。
And we'll read quickly from verses 22 to 38.
中文跟英文的，我们一同来读。
And we'll read.Both English and Chinese.
以西结书三十六章二十二到三十八节。
Ezekiel
三十六章
，Chapter 36, verse 22 to 38.
以西结书在旧约圣经里面。
And Ezekiel is in the Old Testament.
都找到了吗？以西结三十六章
，Ezekiel 36，
在耶利米书的后面。
It's after the book of Jeremiah.
请来中文、英文一起来读。
Let's read together.
所以你要对以色列家说：主耶和华如此说，以色列家，我行这事不是为你们，乃是为我的圣名。就是在你们在列国中所亵渎的，我要使我的大名显为圣，这名在列国中已被亵渎，就是你们在他们中间所亵渎的，我在他们眼前，在你们身上显为圣的时候，他们就知道我是耶和华。这是主耶和华说的。我从收列国聚集你们，引导你们归回本地，我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，去掉一切的偶像。我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，遵守遵行我的典章。你们必住在我所赐给你们列祖之地，你们要做我的子民， 我要做你们的神，我必救你们脱离一切的污秽，也必命无辜丰登，不使你们遭遇饥荒。我必使树木多结果子，田地多出土产，好叫你们不再因饥荒受外邦人的讥诮。那时你们必追想你们的恶行和你们不善的作为，就因你们的罪孽和可憎的事厌恶自己。主耶和华说，你们要知道，我这样行不是为你们。以色列家啊，当为自己的行为报愧蒙羞。主耶和华如此说，我洁净你们，使你们脱离一切罪孽的日子，必使城邑有人居住，荒场再被建造，过路的人谁看见荒废之地，现今这荒废之地仍得耕种，他们必说，这先前为荒废之地，现在成如伊甸园，这荒废凄凉毁坏的城邑现在坚固有人居住。那时在你们视为其余的外邦人必知道，我耶和华修造那毁坏之处，培植那荒废之地，我耶和华说过，也必成就。主耶和华如此说，我要加增以色列家的人数，多如羊群，他们必为这事向我求问，我要给他们成就。耶路撒冷，在守节做祭物所献的牛怎么多，照样荒凉的城邑已被人群充满，他们就知道。这里让我们看见神要做事。
And we can see that God was going to do things.
他说，我行这事不是为你们。
And I do this not for you.
乃是为我的圣名。
But for my holy name.
我在他们眼前，在你们身上显为圣的时候，他们就知道我是耶和华。
When I prove myself holy, then I can show my name.
所以神拣选这个民族以色列民，
so we can see God chose the Israelites,
就是要来彰显神的圣名的。
Is to manifest and proclaim the name of the Lord.
但是他们却羞辱了神的名。
But they profaned the name of the Lord.
所以神就把他们分散在列国。
And therefore the Lord has scattered them among the nations.
现在神要再次将他们召回。
And God wanted to call them back
归回本地,
to their own hometown.
这就是第一个步骤, 召回本地。
And this was the first step to call them back.
有去家庭营的人,
and those who attended the family camp just passed,
都学习到路德记里面的拿俄米为什么要离开摩押地而归回伯利恒。
And we all learned about Ruth and the reason for what reason that Ruth had to, Naomi had left the land of, have left the land of Moab and back go back to Bethlehem.
Naomi 的丈夫死了。
The husband of Naomi died.
很不幸的，两个结了婚的儿子也都死了。
And also, the two married son also died.
就剩下了乃俄米和他两个没有孩子的儿媳。
And the daughter-in-laws, the two daughter-in-laws were left.
他们生活很困难。
And the living was very hard.
乃俄米就想打发两个儿媳妇回到自己的娘家去。
So.Naomi wanted to send her daughter-in-laws back to their mother's home.
大儿媳呢就同意回去了。
The eldest daughter-in-law agreed and she went.
小儿媳名叫路德。
And the younger daughter-in-law Ruth agreed.
婆婆怎么样劝她，她都不肯回娘家去。
Oh no, she didn't agree. She stayed with Naomi. And no matter what Naomi said to her, and she did not want to go back to her mother's home.
所以路德一直坚持要跟着婆婆。
So Ruth insisted to follow her mother-in-law.
Naomi 觉得人生没有盼望了。
Naomi felt that she lost all hope in life.
她穷极，贫穷自己。
And she was in abject poverty.
又无后代。
And there was no offspring.
就在这个时候。
And at this time,
Naomi 听到耶和华在伯利恒眷顾他的百姓。
She heard that the Lord had shown favor to her, his people in the land of Bethlehem.
所以 Naomi 和路德选择归回本地。
And Naomi and Ruth decided to return to homeland.
回到了伯利恒以后。
When they returned to Bethlehem,
他们的生命改变了。
And their life changed.
从无指望的变成大有指望了。
From hopelessness to hopefulness.
路德嫁给伯阿斯。
Ruth was married to Boaz.
就生了俄佩德。
And gave birth to Obed.
就是大卫的祖父。
Who became the grandfather of King David.
看见他们的选择
and we saw the choice,
使神的祝福应验了
and was the instrumental to God's blessing.
在澳洲得到神救恩的人请举一下手
yeah, those who were saved in Australia, please raise your hands.
感谢主
and thank God.
我是东帝汶出生的。
I was born in East Timor.
那个国家是天主教国家。
That country is a Catholic country.
好像没有基督教。
I think that there is no Protestant religion in there.
所以我们从未听到福音。
And therefore we never heard of the preaching of the gospels.
来到澳洲以后。
And since we came to Australia.
才接触到福音。
And then we had contact with the gospel preaching.
所以我相信是神把我们全家带到澳洲来。
Therefore, I believe it was God who brought our whole family from East Timor to Australia.
就是要把他的救恩赐给我们。
For the purpose of giving us the salvation.
神要我们在这儿被眷顾。
And God visited us here in this country.
我看我们当中有同样的同感。
And I think many of us among the congregation will share such feeling.
其实我们每一个信了主的人。
And in fact, everyone who believes in the Lord.
都是神从哪里拯救出来的。
And are saved from where?
从世界里，从罪恶里。
From the world, from sins.
从亚当里。
And from the old Adam.
招出来的。
And we are called from that.
然后又把我们放在基督里。
And then we are put into Christ.
今天我们要讲的主题是新造的人。
And today's theme is the new creation.
我们请再来读一遍今天的经文。
And let's read again today's theme.
零后五章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.Let's read together.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。在基督里
，In Christ，
才是新造的人。
We are new creation.
如何进入基督里呢
？And how we become in Christ？
就是要来相信基督。
It's for us to believe in Christ.
好，接下来以西结告诉我们。
And what follows is in Ezekiel it tells us.
他说要用水洗净。
And to be washed or cleansed by water.
第二十五节说用清水洒在他们身上，使他们洁净，除去一切的污秽，丢去一切的偶像。
Verse 25 it says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean.And I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols.
水的本身不能够洁净人。
Water does not
不能够洁净人内心的污秽。
Water cannot clean the dirt in our hearts.
保罗在罗马书第六章谈到有关这个水礼的教导。
And Paul in Romans chapter 6 talked about the baptism.
这个水礼跟基督有很密切的关系。
And the baptism is very closely related to Christ.
象征是与基督同死、同埋、同复活。
Signifies to die with Christ and to be buriedAnd resurrect with Christ.
请记住，水礼不能够拯救人。
And we please remember the baptism cannot save people.
因我们不能够靠水礼与基督建立生命的关系。
Because we cannot establish a close relationship in life with Christ by water.
但是水礼是跟我们的信心有关联。
But baptism is related to our faith.
我们是因信与基督联合的。
And by faith, we are connected with Christ.
所以这个仪式礼节就是这种与基督联合的外在表现。
So the baptism is the external manifestation of the unity with Christ.
信而受洗必然得救。
And to be baptized and believe, and we shall be saved.
现在请我们打开罗马书第六章第三节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章第三节。
Romans chapter 6.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
所以受洗是表明归入基督的死。
Therefore, to be baptized into Christ is to show that we are baptized into his death.
第四节。
Verse 4.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们预己一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
埋葬就是证明死的实在。
And to be buried is to show that death is real.
死了的人才会被拿去埋葬，对不对？
And only dead people are buried.
是我们的什么死了呢？
And what of us is dead?
是我们的旧人，
It's our old self,
死了又埋葬了。
Dead and buried.
所以等一下，他们六位弟兄姐妹从水里上来的时候，
and later on, when these six brothers and sisters come up from the water,
他们就是新造的人。
They are new creation.
圣经说一举一动有新生的样式。
And so the Bible says all their behaviors will be with a new create the likeness of new creation.
有基督复活的新人的新样子。
And a new creation in Christ, the likeness of new creation in Christ.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
If we have been united with him like this in his death,We will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
第六节，因为知道我们的旧人与他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should.No longer be slaves to sin.
所以是我们的旧人与耶稣同钉十字架。
It is our old self who would be crucified with Christ.
我们的旧人就是那个犯罪的身体。
And our old self is our sinful body.
所以这个旧人已经死了，就不能再犯罪了。
And this old self has died, and therefore it can no longer sin.
这个旧人已经死了，就不能够再做罪的奴仆了。
And the old self has died and can no longer be the slave to sin.
第七节，因为已死的人就脱离了罪。
And verse 7 it says, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin.
第八节，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
And verse 8 it says,Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
所以这个水礼是证明我们与亚当联合的旧人已经钉死在十字架上了。
And so the baptism is to prove that the old connection of us between us and the old Adam has died and be crucified on the cross.
现在是与基督同活了。
Now that we are living as In Christ,
是个新造的人
and become a new creation.
一个新造的人
a new creation,
拥有一个新的心
has a new heart.
刚才我们读的以西结书有新的心新的灵
and in the book of Ezekiel we just read, we have the new heart and new spirit.
但是神也要做一种工作，要除去我们的死心
and God will also.Wants to do a work that is to remove our heart of stone,
赐给我们肉心
and to give us a heart of flesh.
在旧约，刚才我们读的以西结书就已经让我们看到人必须要重生
And in the Old Testament, as we read, and we also know that we must be born again.
所以，当耶稣跟尼哥底母谈重生的事的时候
and whenJesus spoke to Nicodemus, talking about being born again.
尼哥底母不明白。
And Nicodemus could not understand.
但是主耶稣说了一句话。
And Jesus said one thing.
他说，尼哥底母啊，你是犹太人的先生。
And he said, Nicodemus, you are the teacher of Jews.
这个重生你不明白吗
？And this born again, you don't understand.
我们来看约翰福音三章第十节。
And let's Read John's Gospel chapter 3 verse 10.
约翰福音三章十节。
Verse 10 of John's Gospel chapter
3. 然后我们再回来看以西结书哦。
And then we come back and read the book of Ezekiel.
或者我们从第五节开始读。
We rather.Read from verse 5.
来第三章，约翰福音第三章。
John's Gospel chapter 3, verse 5, onward.
三到五到十节好了。
Verses 5 to 10.
好，请来。耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不从水和圣灵生的。”就不能进神的国从肉身生的就是肉身从灵生的就是灵我说你们必须重生你不要以为稀奇风随着一丝吹你听见风的声音就不晓得从哪里来往哪里去凡从圣灵生的也是如此尼哥底母问他说怎能有这事呢耶稣回答说你是以色列人的先生还不明白这事吗因为在旧约里面以西结已经说到人必须重生
and in the Old Testament in the book of Ezekiel it's talk, he talked about man must be born again
所以我一个信了主的人应当有一个新心
and therefore the believer of Christ must have a new heart
这个新心是什么心呢就是合一的心
thisNew heart is an undivided heart.
新造的人应当有的信心。
And the new creation must have a new heart.
信心也只有新的意念。
And the new heart also means new mentality.
来，我们来看哥罗西书的第三章第一到第三节。哥罗西书。
Let's read Colossians.
在新约哥罗西书。
第几章？
第三章。
Colossians chapter
3, 第三章一到三节
verses 1-3.
请来。 就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面了。所以我们若真与基督复活，
so if we are resurrected with Christ,
就当求上面的事，
and we shall put set our minds on things on things on high on above.
所以这个新心，
and therefore the new heart,
也是指的新的意念，
and new mindset.
我们要有这个新心，要有这个新的意念。
And we, when we have a new heart, we must have a new mindset.
什么是实心呢？
And what is this heart of stone?
就是顽梗悖逆的心。
And which is a stubborn and rebellious heart.
与神作对的心。
And to the heart that is against God.
这个实心在我们的什么里面？
And where is this stone, heart of stone, living?
圣经告诉我们，这个实心是在我们的肉体里面。
And the Bible tells us this heart of stone lives in our mortal body.
所以这个实心要从我们的肉体怎么样除掉？
And therefore this heart of stone must be removed from our mortal body.
神要用另外一个肉心来代替这个实心。
And God wants to replace this heart with a heart of flesh.
什么是肉心呢？
And what is the heart of flesh?
就是对神有敏锐顺服的心。
And the heart of flesh is a sensitive heart that is obeying the Lord.
神要将他的灵赐给我们，放在我们什么里面？
And where would God put this spirit in us?
就是神要将他的灵放在我们的肉心里面。
And God wants to put the spirit into this flesh, the heart of flesh.
这个肉心就是愿意顺从神律例的心。
And this heart is the heart that wants to obey the law of God.
遵守神典章的心。
And the heart that wants to follow the laws of God.
所以保罗在罗马书告诉我们说，我们要随从灵行事。
So Paul in the book of Romans tells us that we must follow the Spirit and do all things.
在以西结书下接下来先知告诉我们，必住在神所指定的地方。
And in Ezekiel, God also tells us that we must go to the place that God promises.
因为在那里神有应许要赐祝福给他的子民。
And because there God will fulfill his promise to the people of God.
使徒保罗也告诉我们，我们要在哪里得一切的好处。
And also Paul told us in the book of Romans that, no, in the book of Colossians, that there is benefits for us to gain in Christ.
对，保罗告诉我们，我们要在基督里才可以得神一切的好处。
And in, only in Christ we can gain the benefit of being of God.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里。
Because the fullness of deity dwells in Christ in bodily form.
好，接下来我们要做什么呢？
And what do we want to do?
以西结书告诉我们要多结果子。
And in Ezekiel it tells us we must bear more fruit.
约翰福音十五章告诉我们。
And in John's Gospel chapter 15 it tells us
我们要在什么情况下才能够结果子？
And how are we going to bear fruit?
在约翰福音十五章告诉我们，主是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Chapter 15 of John's Gospel it tells us the Lord is the true vine, we are branches.
来，我们看约翰福音十五章的第四节。
And let's read John's chapter 15, verse 4.
约翰福音十五章第四节。
John chapter
十五章。约翰福音十五章第四节
Verse 4,
来，一起来。
Let's read together.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。 所以这里告诉我们，我们要多结果子。
And therefore, we must bear fruit.
我们一定要常在主里面，才能够结果子。
And we must remain in the Lord so that we can bear fruit.
我们也要有好见证。
And we must also bear good witness.
在以西结书告诉我们说。
In the book of Ezekiel, it tells us.
我们要在外邦人中做见证。
And we must give testimony for God in the amongst the nations.
也就是说，我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
And in other words, we must live a sanctified life.
刚才我们读的经文告诉我们说，荒秽之地变成可耕种之地，有如伊甸园。
The scripture says, the desolate land will become a cultivable land, as such as the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园是个喜乐的地方。
And the Garden of Eden is a joyful place.
在那里，神与人交通无阻。
There, the communion between God and man was not blocked.
我们今天能够享受这一切，拥有这一切。
And today we can enjoy all of this and own all of this.
都不是凭我们自己。
Not due to us.
这一切的一切，全都是神的恩典。
All these blessings are due to the grace of God.
不是我们的行为比别人好。
Not because we are better than someone else.
神才拣选，才拯救我们。
And only because of that, God chose us and saved us.
这一切都是神的恩典。
And all these are by the grace of God.
所以我们一点都不能够自夸。
So we cannot boast at all.
我们过去未信主前的光景，就像这里所描写的荒废之地。
Before we believed in the Lord, our condition is just like this land that was laid waste.
我们可以想一下，荒废之地就是没有生命的地方。
And the desolate land is the land of with no life.
没有盼望。
And hopeless.
只有痛苦。
Sadness.
凄凉。
Pain.
枯干。
And dryness.
信了主以后，我们的光景就改变了。
And after we believed in the Lord, our situation changed.
就像以西结书所描写的，说诚如伊甸园。
And just as the Ezekiel, book of Ezekiel described as the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园就是乐园的意思。
And the Garden of Eden means paradise.
应有丰盛的生命在那里。
Because within which there is abundance of life.
有喜乐，有平安的所在。
And joy and peace was there.
是人们喜欢居住的地方。
And it's a place that man would always want to live in.
最后，以西结书告诉我们，我们要以感谢的祭献上。
And lastly, the Ezekiel tells us that we must sacrifice thank offering to God.
在诗篇五十篇二十三节。
And in Psalm 50, verse 23, it says,
凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God.
在这里教导我们怎么样荣耀神的名。
And here it tells us how to honor God's name.
除了多结果子、好见证
，and to bear more fruit and bear good witnesses，
这里告诉我们，我们要常常感恩
，and tells us we must also give thanks to God always。
荣耀神的名，这就是荣耀神的名。
To glorify the name of God，
这就是神为了他自己的圣名而拣选我们的目的。
And this is the purpose for God choosing us to glorify His name。
我要请大家打开提多书的第二章。
Let's turn to Book of Titus, Chapter 2.
我们要再用这一段经文来结束我们的信息。
And we will conclude today's message by this passage.
请打开提多书。
Let's turn to
在新约提摩太后书
的后面。The letter of Titus.
在后面。 第二章
Chapter 2
提多书第二章
Chapter 2 Titus
第十一节到十四节
Verse 11 to 14
提多书第二章十一节
Titus chapter 2:11
一起来
Let's read together.
因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不前进的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义尽谦度日，等候盼望的福，必等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。神把我们特作他自己的子民。
And God has set us aside specially, and so that we become His people.
也就是说，神对他子民的一切的应许。
And also that means that all the promises, God had prepared for us.
也都要实现在我们身上。
And shall be fulfilled on us.
对他子民的一切好处。
And all the benefits or blessings that He wants to give the people.
一切的福气。
And all the blessings
都要应验在我们身上。
And shall be fulfilled on us.
所以我们要热心行善。
And therefore we must be eager to do good deeds.
过去以色列民他们没有行善。
And in the past the Israelites did not do good.
反倒行恶。
And they did wicked things.
惹了神的愤怒。
And they brought on the wrath of God.
所以他们就受了神的刑罚。
And so they were punished by God.
那么他们的过失就成了我们今天的见解。
And their downfall becomes our warning.
我们不要重蹈覆辙。
And we must not follow their mistakes.
所以我们要行善。
Therefore we must do good deeds.
就是要遵行神的旨意，行荣耀神的善。
And so that we must follow the teachings of God. And so that we can do the good deeds of God.
多结果子。
And to bear more fruits.
结什么样的果子呢？
What kind of fruit are we going to bear?
在家庭里，刘耀远牧师也教导我们。
And Pastor James Liu in the family camp, and he taught us.
就结有九种成分的圣灵的果子。
And there are 9 fruits in the spirit that we must bear.
喜乐。
Joy.
仁爱。喜乐
love, joy,
和平忍耐
peace and forbearance,
恩慈良善信实
kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and
温柔节制
gentleness and self-control.
我们一同低头祷告
Let's bow our heads and pray.
慈悲怜悯爱我们的父神
Dear Heavenly Father who loves us,
感谢赞美你
We give you thanks.
在你的家中又添了六位弟兄姐妹。
In your household, we have added the numbers of the 6 children.
这都是你的恩典。
And this is by your grace.
我们求你看顾他们。
And pray that you watch over them.
保守他们。
And protect them.
在你的爱里，在你的话语里，让他们成长。
And let them grow in your love and in your words.
加增他们的信心。
And Increase their faith.
使我们在神家里的每一位都能够彼此配搭侍奉。
And so that all the members of the family of God shall work together in coordination.
帮助我们在这里的每一位。
And help all of us here.
做一个新造的人。
To be the new creation.
多结善果。
And to bear more good fruit.
好见证荣耀神的名。
And so that we can testify and glorify the name of God.
让神得到满足。
And so that we bring pleasure to God.
如此感恩仰望。
We prayed and asked
是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we gave thanks in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，接下来我们有洗礼。